time to feel the rush of the round table live on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome to it. Joining us, Chris Chapin, partner at Upstream Strategy. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Jay.
Selena Caesar Chavan joining us as well, former Liberal MP, senior advisor at Queen's University, and author. Sorry, Selena, there's so much a gobbledygook in my introduction that was written above you, and I apologize for that. That is on me. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Long week, and we're almost at the end of it. We welcome you both.
That's okay.
Let's start off with yesterday's tornado. Obviously, that was full coverage here on The Rush and today. The premier was out visiting the devastation, just walking around with residents and neighbors, letting them all know that the province had their back. Today, we had a conversation about a new emergency kit that is out, and it has got a lot of different things in it when it comes to things like food, when it comes to things like blankets, charging stations, biodegradable sanitary items. Tools like candles, gloves, hand warmers. Selena, you name it, it's in there. I was mentioning yesterday that I kind of went around the house last night because it was starting to get dark here in Toronto. I was making sure there were batteries in my lantern and my flashlights. I'm one of those people. I don't know if everybody is, though, and I think events like this might, you know, challenge that in some people and in some households.
You know what? Even when it does get dark around here, and first off, my heart is out to the people of Barrie, Innisfil. I go and get the, you know, I light the candles, make sure everybody's batteries are charged up. But to think of a long term, so, you know, an actual kit that has all the things that you're going to need, I don't have that. And that is a really important consideration when you think, oh, it's just not going to happen here. You know, we get kind of comfortable in our day-to-day living and think, you know, if I have enough battery charge on my phone and on, you know, a couple of things, we'll be good for a few hours. And then you see Barrie yesterday and you're thinking, oh my gosh, like this is, the weather is getting wetter, warmer, and wilder, and we really need to be prepared for everything.
Yeah, Chris, the bag itself is fire and water resistant. It also comes with an app that will allow you to save digital copies of your ID, your passport, other crucial paperwork. You know me. I'm, I like to be prepared with Band-Aids and first aid material. And it's just kind of my thing. I think it should be a conversation people have.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. I mean, I'm more surprised you could find the flashlights in your place or remembered where you put them last. But that aside... it's absolutely, everybody should have a plan. I mean, it's, you know, I feel like I've lived in a condo for so long downtown that it's not something you really ever think of. I don't think I have a flashlight in our condo because, you know, there's backup generators that kick in if the power goes out. But, you know, I certainly remember growing up as a kid, like my parents' house, you know, that was definitely something, the power goes out, you know, first thing you do, you find the candles, you find the flashlights, you pray to God that there's batteries that still work in the flashlights, and you should have a bit of a plan.
All right, let's move on to just Brian, my document just crashed on me. Can you go to the next
story? Oh, that's okay. Yeah, absolutely. We were talking a little bit earlier with a woman who was part of a study that says thousands of Canadian girls are not going to be committed to playing sports post-COVID. She illustrated to us, Selena, that this has been an ongoing challenge for girls and young teenage girls in sports, that they get to about the age of 8 or 9 and a number of them just drop off. Some of it is peer pressure. Some of it is a body image issue. Some of it, they just don't feel like that's what girls do at that age. I don't know what the answer is, and I don't think she had all of the answers to it, but certainly something that boys don't experience.
Yeah, you know what? There's so much pressure on our girls. I have two daughters, 22 and 17. I have to try to remember their ages. And I have a 13-year-old boy. And there is an enormous amount of pressure on our girls to fit a certain Instagram or Snapchat filtered reality of who they should be. And that is a challenge. And I think for every parent is a challenge for them. How do you encourage that? How do you do things differently? How do you allow them to appreciate their authentic, 100% authentic self? It's a challenge when you're competing with, you know, 24/7 little, devices in their pockets that allow them to see something that's alternative to what they really are. So it's going to be a conversation that parents need to have. It's going to be, you know, a conversation that a lot of people need to have about how to get our girls to really appreciate everything that's authentically beautiful about themselves.
Chris, I know you grew up playing sports. I was saying earlier, you know, I grew up playing sports. For us, it was not even a thing. You just did it, and it was something well past the age of 8 that you did. I've got a little girl, though, and when I hear stories like this, I'm kind of terrified of that age that she wants to no longer play soccer or do gymnastics or get there in the pool and get out for a swim competitively. That terrifies me.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think Selena absolutely nailed it with the kind of the social media talk. And I think that nowadays there's just so much more pressure on young girls to be filming videos on TikTok instead of, you know, going out and playing sports. On the other side, I do think there's also, you know, not to bring it to like a pay equity kind of argument than that, but there's far less of a future in girls, young girls playing sports in terms of, you know, setting up a career the same way and opportunities there are for young guys. You know, every young guy dreams of that moment playing in the Super Bowl or the Stanley Cup and the millions of dollars that come with it. There's just really no equivalent for most female sports. So I think, you know, I think once you get to that age, I know I certainly remember kind of hitting, you know, my early teens realizing, okay, I'm just not a good enough hockey player. So that's kind of when I gave up. And I played baseball a little longer because I enjoyed it. But I gave up at some point too, because I knew like I wasn't going to the MLB. So I think there's those two components of it. But absolutely, I think for young girls, you know, if it's the former that's stopping them, I think we absolutely need to figure out how to, you know, encourage them to stay in if they like it, not, you know, kind of conform to what TikTok tells you you have to do.
A lot of advanced buzz about this new documentary that's coming out. It's called Roadrunner. It's a film about Anthony Bourdain, TV personality and chef. Most of the buzz good, some a little bit bad. Controversy over its use of what they're calling a deep fake voiceover. And Selena, I'm curious if you have an issue with this. Essentially what it is in the film, producer and directors have used three instances in which they use computers to mimic the voice of the late Parts Unknown host to sort of fill in some gaps. Do you have an issue with something like that inside of a true documentary?
Oh my God, you should see my face. Like, God, doesn't that make you cringe? I don't know.
Feels weird, does it?
That's so weird. Like, AI is troubling with its biases. Like, there's a whole bunch of issues with AI, but then, like, using it, oh, God, yo, I'm lost for words. That's cringeworthy.
Yuck. See, for me, Chris, I'm okay if it's like filling in a little bit of narrative that you couldn't get him actually speaking to. Where I'd have an issue with it, where it might be Anthony Bourdain saying, you know, my new film is called Roadrunner. Don't forget to go to Burger King where you can get 2-for-1 Whoppers. That's where I'd have an issue.
Yeah, from what I've read about it today, now I can't keep my thoughts together. But, you know, it's kind of interesting how they've used the AI to kind of read out emails he had sent and kind of, you know, it's really just him narrating things in his own words that he did say is what I took from what I've read into it. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, it's so creepy. Like, I'm so excited for this. Like, I think Anthony Bourdain is one of the coolest people ever. I think one of the first celebrities I ever got emotional about when I found out he died. It's his books, my favorite book of all time, Kitchen Confidential. So I'm kind of torn because, like, the idea of hearing him talk one more time and seeing that seems so cool. But the concept is a little creepy and kind of terrifying on what the future holds for us beyond just, you know, a fake dead guy reading emails.
Let's talk a little bit about meat, which is, you know, it's a good segue. We talk about kitchens.
Let's talk a little bit about me.
Yeah. That's what I thought you were saying. How do you guys feel about me right now? Before I think I'm doing a great job. A steak tartare is something the government of New Brunswick has decided to ban for no other reason than they don't think people can make decisions on their own. This is also a government, Selena, we understand, that doesn't allow people to order their steak blue rare. I'm going to assume they might be like the previous Liberal government here in Ontario that decided to take a stab at sushi and then quickly backed off when there was an uproar about it. I just don't love government telling me that something might not be all that good for me and then all of a sudden, you know, deciding to ban it.
Yeah, I don't know about this one either, you know, because if it's prepared really well, and I'm a foodie and I eat everything. So that would really bother me. And I think if it's a health issue, then govern, you know, sort of the preparing it of it or whatever. But I'm not sure that you ban it outright. That's a little bit too much control over something that really doesn't need control over. Do they not have anything to do?
Yeah, Chris, I was actually pretty surprised that blue rare steak is something you can't get in New Brunswick. It's my favorite way to order a steak. I love it that way. You know, call me weird, but teach his own.
Yeah, I think it's a silly decision. I think anytime you know, chefs and any chef that's going to have steak tartare, or we want a steakhouse, we want to serve you a steak blue rare. They know what they're doing in the kitchen. They have to pass, you know, a myriad of public health issues and regulations. So, you know, to prepare steak tartare and put it on your menu, I think this is just such a silly decision by the province of New Brunswick. I think they'll wind up walking it back just because of the uproar it's caused. But I think as long as you know what you're ordering and it's prepared in an appropriate, you know, healthy kitchen, you're going to be just fine.
Selena, Chris, we want to thank you both for your time. Whether you're having steak, whether you're having lobster, or whether you're having 2-for-1 Whoppers this weekend, we hope you enjoy.
Take care, guys.
Ooh, like a good Whopper, now that you mentioned that.
Right?
Margaritas, Whoppers, you got all sorts of intel today.
Oh, by the way, everybody that texted us at 71010 for the $100 gift cards from Lone Star, they will be in touch with you this evening, and enjoy. Congrats in advance.
We would like to thank three people named Mike, if you can believe it, today. Mike and Tony. And, you know, thank you, Jay. Thank your wife for contributing to the show. Thank you, everybody out there, for listening to the last 4 hours of radio. We really appreciate it today, more than ever before. I will be gone for a couple of weeks. I understand Deb Hutton will be here next week.
That is right.
So, you know, just don't break anything, you two. That's all I'll say to that.
We make no promises. Have a wonderful vacation with your family. Well-deserved, my friend. Look forward to seeing you over that vacation as well. Everyone else, have a great weekend. Your CTV Evening News is coming up next. Good night.